こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語でバイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。今日はマイケルが妹の結婚式でオーストラリアにいるので、ちょっと電話越しなんだよね。
うん、
だから音がいつもと違うかもしれないけど、まあその辺はまあまあまあ気にしないで1個目、ウーバーエレベートアジアパシフィックエキスポが先週開催され、その中で空飛ぶタクシー、ウーバーエアの初期運用地として日本も考慮に入っていることが明らかになりました。ウーバーエアは2023年にダラスとロサンゼルスで運用開始予定で、日本、インド、オーストラリア、ブラジル、フランスが第3の候補地として挙がっています。日本は都市部での電車の混雑が長年問題となっているほか、観光客数の大幅な増加などからウーバーエアの需要があると考えられています。運用に際しては法整備のほか、着陸パッドの建設やパイロットの育成が必要です。またウーバーはドローンを使ってウーバーイーツの配達を行う計画も進めており、現在アメリカ政府と協議中だということです。
Last week at the Uber Elevate Asia Pacific Expo, it was revealed that Japan is being considered as a potential site for the rollout of Uber Air, a flying taxi service. Uber Air plans to service Dallas and Los Angeles in 2023, with Japan, India, Australia, Brazil, and France being considered for a third prospective site. Given that Japan suffers from overcrowded trains, and is experiencing a dramatic increase in tourism, there may be significant demand for such a flying taxi service. However, Japan would need to modify existing laws, construct landing platforms, and train pilots. Currently, Uber is continuing to pursue their Uber Eats drone delivery service and is in talks with the U.S. government.
So, that's it.なんかこのイベントには小池百合子都知事も参加したらしく、あの日本でこういうのできたらいいですねみたいな、まあ、ポジティブなことを言ってたけど、あのこれは飛行機みたいな見た目なんだよね。
Really? The taxi? It has wings? あの
そう、本当にまさに飛行機みたいな形をしていて、これがその辺を飛んでる、まあだから今の普通のタクシーの代わりっていうよりも補完するみたいな感じで、多分決まったルートを走るとかいうことになるのかな。
So it's like a helicopter tour or something, except you get off somewhere else. How big is the airplane?
なんかね、そんなにちっちゃくはない。4人か5人乗りって書いてあるから、普通の車と同じ人数乗れるし、
Is it electric?
飛行機みたいだから I think so, yeah. 多分。
Really?
ただそのさっきも言ったように着陸パッドがないといけないっていうか、その辺に止めれるわけじゃないじゃん、当然。だし、あの一応自動運転らしいんだけど、完全な自動運転じゃなくてパーシャルだから、
I don't know. I'm just gonna. is it capable of vertical takeoff and landing?
わかんない、細かいこと。ていうかさ、全然関係ないけど、ホテルのさ、電話の音ってどこのホテルも一緒じゃない？全部その音じゃない？
Okay.
これ。
Hold on a second. ちょっと待って。はい。
はい、おかえり。
ただいま。
そうで、ウーバーイーツの配達もドローンを使う計画があるっていうことで、このドローンもね、なんかあのプロペラがついてなくて飛行機みたいな見た目のイメージ画像があったけど、だからもしかして今のみたいなブイーンってうるさくないやつがあるのかな、わかんないけど、
Well, so far the noise issue has been, you knowPeople are really resisting the drone delivery thing because they just imagine the noise for a split second, and they're like, no, that's a terrible idea.
Yeah.
Also, these things can fall out of the sky, too.
ね、なんかさ、歩いてて上から、例えばなんか事故でさ、カレーが入ってるドローンとか落ちてきてさ、カレーかぶるみたいな嫌じゃない？
うん。
どうなるんだろうね、そういうのとか。 まあ、そもそも、Uber Air もさ、なんていうの、空飛ぶタクシーもさ、ちょっと怖みはあるよね。
Was it Donnie Darko? When... I think it's Donnie Darko. Have you seen Donnie Darko?
Donnie Darko 見てないんだよね、実は。
Really? It's a great movie. It's very weird, but... I mean, life's weird, so it's appropriate. But there's a scene in that movie where, like, a passenger aircraft, like, crashes into his house. What, Jake Gyllenhaal?
What?
Jake Gyllenhaal? How do you say his name?
Yeah.
Jake Gyllenhaal's house. like a 747 or, I don't know, something, like, crashes into his house.
Whoa, そんな でかいやつ? Okay.
But, yeah, and it's just... You know, we see airplanes flying over our heads every day and helicopters flying over our head. And they generally don't, we don't hear about them crashing into Tokyo or crashing into anywhere, you know?
Yeah, I mean...
It's really amazing.
Yeah. その大きい飛行機が墜落するってやっぱり確率から見るとすごい低いじゃない。ただ、この空飛ぶタクシーが、ね、ピンピン飛ぶってなるとさ、普通に都市部とかに起こした時に被害が甚大になっちゃうから、どうなんだろうね。
Well, there's plenty of controversy about the Ospreys. You know, the military aircraft that has the...
そうだね、I think, 小学校に落ちたりとかね。
But the Osprey is kind of a similar design, no? Because it has wings, but it has the vertical takeoff capability...And you're saying the Uber taxi would use these landing pads, you know? You need a very long runway for a plane.
Right.
Super long. Tons of land. Right? And that's why, you know, we end up having to go all the way to Narita or whatever. But if you can have the vertical takeoff and landing, then you can basically land anywhere. If you get rid of the runway issue.
そうだね。
Like, what if there's no airports?In the future, and people just land where they want to land.
That'll be amazing.
Isn't that a huge security problem, though? You know, like, because anyone can just get their Uber taxi and pack it with TNT and fly into some government building or something.
まあね、確かにね、どうすんだろうね、それとか。
Because the think about how strict it is for commercial airliners.
いや、
right?
でもこれ2023年からもうアメリカでは運用するって言ってるから、それまでにそういう問題をなんとなくクリアしないといけないっていうことだよね。どうすんだろうね。
Yeah, I haven't seen anything about the security aspect.
ね、しかもさ、この間テレビで見たんだけど、あの 3D プリンターで銃を作る方法がほぼ無料で公開されましたみたいなさ。アメリカで。
The plans have been...
そうすると樹脂でできてるから金属探知機に引っかからないんだよね。だから正直それを誰でも手に入れられるってなっちゃうと今の空港のセキュリティってもう全く意味ないじゃん。だからどうすんだろうとか。
Well, the 3D printed guns can generally only fire one or two rounds.Before the weapon breaks.
Oh, I see.
It's hard to make a reliable gun, actually. It's not... But there are more advanced 3D printers now that can print using metals.
Right.
But the... I mean, what they're worried about is the plastic guns, right? Because you can just get that through security. But yeah, The plastic gun only carries one or two rounds, but when you're pointing a gun at someone, you only need one or two rounds. Like, what's the difference?
そうだよね。なんか一発しか撃てないからいいみたいな問題ではないよね。
Yeah.
どうすんだろうね。だって確かにさ、どうにかして、それこそね、CA の人とかパイロットとかをさ、人質に取るみたいになった時は、今マイケルが言ったみたいに別に一発ありゃいいもん。
Yeah, and they can just print, you know, three or four guns, too.
That's true. なんで今私それを忘れてたわ。
Yeah, you can just print as many... Yeah, the plans...
That's true. すごいちっちゃいし軽いしね。
technology is, you know, technology empowers people. And we don't really get to decide how that happens. It's very egalitarian. The 3D printer technology and AI technology and, you know, the average, anyone listening to this has the ability to go online, print a gun, write up an AI, install it in a robot, you know, do all kinds of things now.
Yeah. 結局その技術を公開するなって言われたけど、まあ、その団体はネットで公開したわけじゃない。ただそれも一概に責めることはできないというかさ、で結局多分 AI も同じようなことが起きるじゃん。
うん。
だからもう追いつかないよね。
Well, legislation that like that, if we're dependent on the restriction of information for our safety, then that's not a good solution because that's not realistic. I'm not sure what a good solution would be. I think we need to move past metal detectors because metal or not metal, it's starting to not matter so much. So they should just run everyone through that testicle scanning device.
Yeah.
Right? You can see your katachi. I don't know.
Katachi. 次。人は他人の顔を見てからほんの数百ミリ秒の間に相手に関する印象を脳内に形成しており、それは恋愛や交友関係だけでなく、選挙や就職活動、犯罪への判決にも影響を与えます。今回、米国科学アカデミー企業に掲載されて NYU の研究で、そうした印象は相手の顔の特徴だけでなく性格への偏見に大きく左右されていることが分かりました。実験では920人の被験者に感じがいい、攻撃的、頭がいい、意地悪、神経質、社交的、変わっているなど様々な性格の中からどの組み合わせが共存できるかを答えさせ、顔写真を見ながら印象を答えてもらいました。すると、例えば能力がある人は大抵友好的であるという偏見を持っている人は、能力がありそうな顔と友好的な顔を選ぶ際、どちらも同じような顔を無意識に選んでいる傾向にありました。
Within a few hundred milliseconds of seeing someone's face, human beings form an impression of their personality which can have a prejudicial effect on dating, colleagues, elections, job interviews, and the judiciary.A study published in the American Academy of Sciences by researchers at New York University found that this effect isn't just a reaction to facial features, but is also based on our own internal theory of personality. The experiment recruited 920 people and asked them whether the following traits could co-occur in people's personalities: agreeableness, aggressiveness, competence, meanness, neuroticism, sociableness, and weirdness.When subjects were shown faces, the researchers found, for example, that people who believe that competent people are generally friendly were more likely to evaluate competent and friendly faces as the same.
そう、まあ例えば真面目そうだと素敵とか、チャラそうだと頭悪いとか、まあそういう本来別々の特徴が、まあ、セットでみんなの頭に刷り込まれているような場合。だよね。だから真面目だけど頭悪い人もいるし、チャラいけど頭いい人もいるんだけど、
うん、
なんかこうイメージでそういう風に思っちゃってると、なんとなくこうね、真面目っぽい人は頭いいのかなとか思っちゃうみたいな。
うん。And I think part of it is not just face, but you know, we make those judgments based on people's attire or their body movement or
ね、
you know, if someone tells you that they work in a certain industry, then you may make certain assumptions about their personality.
Yeah.
Like if someone is very competent, we tend to think that they must also be aggressive or at least competitive, right?
そう。で、今思ったけど、日本語の方が結構人に対して言うよね。なんか、チャラそうとか、弁護士に見えないとかさ。
うん。
それって日本語だとよく聞くけど、よく考えたら英語であんま言わないよね、その人本人に対して。 Wow, you don't look like a lawyer とかさ、あんま言わなくない？
Well, in English, there's, I think in West, well, Western culture is much more politically correct about that, and it sounds really judgmental if you tell someone like, you don't look like a whatever they are, you know? Like,
そう、だから日本語だと結構さ、なんかバカっぽいとかも普通に言えるじゃん。
うん。
でもバカ、なんか stupid っていう言葉自体をさ、人に使うって結構強いじゃん、英語だと。
うん。
そういうのもあるかもしれないけど、まあそれ今ちょっと気づいた言語の違いだけど、言語っていうか文化かな。
Well, I think because Japan is also more homogeneous.
That
people feel a little bit more comfortable making those kinds of assumptions. If you make those kinds of assumptions in a place that's much less homogenous or much more multicultural, I mean, it's very difficult to judge, you know, just guess how people are. Because, you know, someone will just suddenly speak in a British accent, or you can't tell what's going on.With people,
そうね、だからなんか、right? メガネかけてるだけでさ、真面目そうとかそういうすごい短絡的だよね。
Well, that's a great example because, you know, they said that it can affect job interviews.
そうそうそう。
And a lot of people wear, you know, that メガネ for job interviews.
そうだね。偽メガネ。
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. そう、でも確かに、the ones with the,
not the ones with no lenses.
いや、それはうちの弟かけてるけどね。
No lenses?
いや。
Just frame だけ？
そう。
Hmm.
なんかおしゃれのためかな。
Hmm.
Maybe there are lenses in there. I don't know.
That's such a...
ただ度が入ってないだけ。I don't know.
It's kind of trippy when the fashion becomes so explicit that it's like, yeah, there's no lenses. So what? It's just... Is it still having the effect of making you look smart, though, if it's that explicit? Do you know what I mean? Because fashion is kind of leveraging people's prejudices in your favor.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
そうだね。でも確かにこう、これとこれはあんまり、あ、でもさ、あの、スワベック来たじゃん？前うちの番組に。
うん。
その時さ、多分言ったけど、スワベックは、すっごい文句言うのに、めっちゃ楽観的なんだよね。
うん。
それってなかなか共存しないから珍しくない？
うん。That's...
なんかすごい文句言う人って、悲観的っぽいじゃん。
いや。
でもそうじゃないっていう、意外だった。だからそういうレアな組み合わせもあるんだよね、実は。
うん。Well, would you...I mean, it's weird to talk about Slavic's face, but, you know, the way that we have this, because it's saying a few hundred, within a few hundred milliseconds of seeing someone's face, right? And, you know, I think this is something that we should try to suppress or control or be aware of. I think one thing that,There's kind of a weird reverse version of this, right? Where I know that people do this, right? And so...
Yeah, yeah.
And then I live in Japan. And I look different because I'm half. And so I have a strong awareness that people will do this split millisecond judgment of me, right? But I enter a social interaction...with the assumption that I'm being judged unfairly. And it causes me to approach that interaction in poor faith or not as openly as I could.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying? I'm kind of counting myself out for them.
そうだね。 あとなんかやっぱりそういう期待値をあまりにもいろんな人から持たれるとそっちに寄せてっちゃう場合もあるじゃん。
うん。
なんかなんだろう、例えばチャラそうチャラそうってずっと本当はチャラくないのに言われてるうちに、なんかチャラい方に自分も寄せていっちゃうみたいなさそういう風に期待されてんだみたいな感じでわかる、なんか、
うん、That's referenced a lot in、parenting, you know, like your child will believe, if, believe something that you keep telling them about them.
Yeah.
And、I think that's why, you know, people are really reluctant to receive like a diagnosis or something, because it changes、mm-hmm. your identity.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? That's kind of a weird thing going on there. It happens to adults too.You know?
Yeah, definitely.
Let other people decide who we are. It's like, what's that expression? You buy shit you don't need to impress people you don't know or something like that.
Hmm.
Have you heard that?
知らない。次。ハーバードビジネススクールの研究で、Yelp の情報とアメリカの国税調査のデータを合わせて分析した結果、スターバックスの新店舗がオープンすると、1年以内に同じ郵便番号内の土地の住宅価格が 0.5% 上がっていることが分かりました。論文では、スターバックスができたこと自体が引き金となっているわけではなく、スターバックスに行くような層がその土地に増えたことで住宅価格が上がっている可能性が高いとしており、ジェントリフィケーションによってスーパー、カフェ、レストラン、バーの件数が増える現象が確認できたとしています。
An analysis of Yelp and U.S. Census data by Harvard Business School found that when a new Starbucks opens, the land prices of that area code tend to increase by 0.5% within 1 year. In the study, the researchers suggest that it's not the presence of a Starbucks itself,but rather an increase in more affluent people in the area that drives the land price. The broader conclusion of the paper being that gentrification tends to increase the number of grocery stores, cafes, restaurants, and bars in that area.
So, gentrification っていう日本語がまずないんだよね。びっくりしたけど。まあ、ベルリンみたいなことだよね、要は。そんなにお金がない人たちがもともと住んでたところが再開発されたりすることによって富裕層がバーッとなだれ込んできて一気に家賃が上がってお金ない人たちがもう何年もそこに住んでたのに その地域を追い出されちゃうみたいな、
うん、サンフランシスコ would be a good example.
そうだね、 or, そうだね、サンフランシスコもそう、
ハワイis a good example as well、
right. そうだね、金持ちが来てどんどん土地を買っちゃうとかね、ハワイもそうだけど、うん、そうそう、面白いよね。まあ確かにスタバ高いからね。
高いね。
そこに、うん、高いよ。
文字起こしより高いよ。
そうだよ、文字起こしより高い。
This, 大変だよ。This Hawaii effect, well, this effect in Hawaii has been, quite disruptive and What happens is if you own land, then you are a beneficiary of this, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't own land, so like the poor people who originally lived there who didn't own land, they are not a beneficiary at all, despite being a local, you know, whose family has been there for some time or whatever. But a lot of the local people whose land appreciates, they end up selling it.Right?
Mm, mm.
So there's some kind of domino effect、
right.
with the、gentrification.、because these poor people who don't have that much money, well, their land appreciated, but they don't benefit from that at all unless they sell the land.
Right.
Right?
そうね。だから悪循環みたいになっちゃうんだよね。で、結局みんな追い出されちゃうっていう。まあそれがそのスターバックスの新店舗がオープンしてることがその指標になってるみたいなことなんだよね、mm. だからあ金持ちが増えたなっていう、
mm. People also have the right to buy land and live where they want to live, you know? So it's a very difficult issue.
そうでこの論文でも言ってるのがまさにそのジェントリフィケーションがいろ、まあ、世界各地いろんなところで起きているんだけどそれの、まあ、ポジティブな側面もネガティブな側面もそこまでこうちゃんと分析されてないみたいな、
Do you think it's something that should be managed or we should try to control it or...I think awareness and, you know, it, people need to be able to plan. If something like this happens all of a sudden or too quickly, it's very disruptive. But if people have adequate time to adjust, you know, whether that's an awareness issue or if maybe there's something that,the local government can do to slow the gentrification.
Yeah.
But they're very hesitant to do that because, for example, the gentrification in San Francisco is largely the result of people being hired by tech companies which have more influence in that local municipality than anyone else.
So, だから自治体の政府、なんていうの、その地方の政府がそれをマネージしようとするモチベーションはあんまりないよね。逆にそこにとっていいことだから、その政府にとっては。
Oh, it's also very bad for that local government. So if San Francisco had that attitude, the tech companies would have never moved there because it wouldn't have been possible.
そうなんだよね。
And they get a lot of their...
お金ない人たちがしわ寄せが来ちゃうっていう。あとこれで書いていててちょっと面白いなって思ったのは Yelp に載ってる情報がどんな政府の情報よりも一番最新のものであるっていう、その新しくお店がオープンしたらもう一瞬で Yelp に載ってるしそこに例えば価格帯とかどういう層の人が来てるとかもすぐ分かるから、まあ、こういう研究するときにはすごく便利ですみたいなことは書いてあったけどね、
Well, we're deep in the big data universe now.
Right? Yeah. だし、今日さ、マイケル、オーストラリアにいるから知ってるか分かんないけど、今日の朝、北海道で大きい地震があったんだよね。で、テレビでずっと情報を流してるんだけど、もう北海道全域で停電になっていて、だからまさに現地の人はテレビが見れないわけじゃん。だからどんなに重要な情報をテレビで言ったとしても現地の人は見れないからテレビでも重要なことをとにかくツイッターとかで現地の人に届くように発信してくださいみたいな感じで言ってた。
Oh, so they're still able to access the internet.
ただ電気がないだけ。
ださ
っきツイッターでもね手回し充電器を使ってバイリンガルニュース聞いてるって言ってる人がいた。
すごい。
ね、すごいよね。そうそうそう。
The typhoon was pretty intense too, right? Like,
そうだね。そう。まあちょっと立て続けにいろんな。
I flew around that, I think, or.
あ、そうだね。ギリギリ。
It was really ギリギリ。Like a lot of flights were canceled, but.
いやいや。はい、次。
Artificial intelligence is being increasingly utilized in the artistic domain. However, the results have made some people uneasy. Artwork created by an artificial intelligence developed by Obvious Art features half-length portrait paintings of various ghastly figures, prompting artistic analysis, concluding in its soullessness. A separate algorithm developed by ATTN GAN generates artwork based on keywords for equally peculiar results.Users can type in any bizarre concatenations of words, and the AI will instantaneously attempt to generate an image of such.
人工知能が芸術の分野で使用されることが増えてきていますが、その結果、なかなか不気味なものも登場しています。Obvious Art というフランスのプロジェクトで、人工知能が人物画を描いており、 魂が抜き取られているかのような人物像が次々出来上がっているほか、特定のキーワードをもとに画像を作成する ATTN GAN でも奇妙な画像ができると話題です。
Yep.
この人物が見たけどなかなかに怖いよね。
Yeah, the obvious art one. Yeah. The eyes are やばい。
あの中世画みたいな感じなんだよね。昔の人 の, あのそれこそモーツァルトとかマリアンタネットみたいな時代の人の人物画なんだけど、うん、なんて言えばいいんだろうね、ちょっとブレてる感じで顔がもうみんな死んでるよね。
Yeah, it's I've seen
なんで
I feel like I've seen human art that's kind of this style.
いや、あのね、今思い出せないんだけど名前が、あの青っぽいさ絵描く人、 What's his name? すごい有名なさ、知らない？
Oh, the 青っぽい、
なんかあの人がさ座ってて叫んでる、
叫んでる、
なんか有名な絵あるじゃん、ムンクの叫びじゃなくてね、あれなんだっけ、あの人
famous artist like Picasso、
yeah no 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 そこまで
famous じゃない、
ちょっと全然忘れた、まあ、とにかくそういう感じのタッチって言いたいんだけど、それがなんだか言えないから誰もわかんないよねこれじゃあ、まあそうだね、人間が描いたって言ってもそっかっていう感じではあるけど、とにかくみんな顔が死んでるっていう、
うん、
なんでこんなにも元気がない感じになっちゃうんだろうね。
Yeah, you know, this isn't just obvious art. So there's a image generator from text strings that was developed by researchers, well, developed by Microsoft and then co-developed by researchers in China, and then a guy named Chris Valenzuela took that software, the ATTN GAN software, and made this user interface that allows people to just type in any text string they want, and then the AI will generate an image from that. And those images have a similar feel to the obvious art images. You know, all these...
そうだね、元気がないよね、全部、そっちも。
Yeah, and what's so interesting to me about this is, you know, the interesting thing about art is how people react to it. And that's what makes it art. And this AI-generated art is getting some kind of reaction out of human beings, a fearful reaction, a confused reaction. It's like, you know, we anthropologists study how humans interact with and respond to robotics, like
right.
Aslu, who came to our show.
Aslu.
Yeah. And I think we have a similar interaction between machines and humans right now in the form of this AI-generated artwork. And we love the neural network filters, right? The Prisma type stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But when the AI gets to make the entire image on its own, it freaks us out.
So, yeah. なんかこう、そのテクストイメージのやつやってみたんだけどさ、何の言葉を入れても本当にこういう、なんて言えばいいんだろうね、死んでる感じだよね。
I'm typing artificial intelligence into the text to image. So I'm having it make a self-portrait.
That's nice. Oh, I'm seeing it now.
Do you see
it? Are we getting the same one? I'm getting...
It looks like a...
Boy.
It looks like a closet with a dead rabbit hanging in it and like a jinbei.
What?
And then there's like blue boxes on the top shelf. But the images, yeah, like don't make, they're not something that you can really comprehend. And it's not something that you could draw, you know?
So, まあすごい抽象画っていう感じだよね。
But it's like, where is this coming from, is the question.
ね。なんかなんで揃えも揃って同じ雰囲気なのかっていうのはやっぱりすごい気になるよね。
うん。It's mysterious. But, you know, art, when humans paint art, you're showing another human the inside of your mind.
Yeah.
So we kind of have the same assumption about art generated from artificial intelligence, that this is showing us the AI's mind. We just from this text to image thing, you're able to tap into the imagination of an artificial intelligence.
Yeah.
And it's incomprehensible to us.
そうだね。結構ダークだよね。
Yeah.
なんか陽気さのかけらもないよね。
Maybe we should make a shirt with one of these. Whatever bilingual news spits out. Oh, that looks weird.
あのね、さっきやってみたけどね、あのすごい謎なやつが出てきた。
I feel like we could mess with this thing all day long. It's crazy, this thing.
そうだね、自分の名前とか入れてみてもね、面白いしね。
Yeah, it's at t2i.c valenzue lab.com, and then you can,
yeah,
it might be easier to just Google it, but
yeah,
you can mess with that.
あの text to image とかね、あの text to image converter とかタイプするとやってみれるよ。
Yeah.
はい。
面白い。
次。
NASA has announced a money prize of $75 million for whoever invents the best solution for converting carbon dioxide, CO2, into glucose and other substrates useful for microbial bioreactors on the surface of Mars. The Martian atmosphere is 96% carbon dioxide. NASA believes that the novel technologies for CO2 conversion could enable in-situ Martian manufacturing using microbial bioreactors, as well as assist Earth by utilizing waste and atmospheric CO2 as a resource.
NASA は微生物を使ったバイオリアクターを火星で使用する計画を立てており、二酸化炭素をブドウ糖やその他の気質に変換する最適な方法を思いついた人に$7,500万、日本円でおよそ83億円の賞金を出すと発表しました。火星の大気は 96% が二酸化炭素のため、それを別のものに変換する新しい技術が開発されれば現地での製造調達が可能になるほか、地球上でもゴミや二酸化炭素を資源として使えるようになるとしています。
Yep.
いつも思うけどさ、アメリカの賞金の桁やばいよね。どうやって決めてんのって感じ、この数字も。なんか80億円でも81億円でもなく83億円みたいなさ。なんかそのすごいよね。
Well,
額が。
So they have the top prize is $75 million, and then they have, so I think the total budget was $100 million.
Whoa.
For the prize, $100 million. But the top five participants will get $50,000 each. Wait, $75 million. That sounds, I think it's $750,000. I might be. I think I typed 75 million yen, and then I changed it to US dollars without. So I think it's $750,000.
So it's 75 million yen.
Yes, sorry.
So 7500万円か。
Mm.
Okay. Yeah. そうかそうか。
Yeah. And the top five winners.
それでもすごいけどね。それでもすごいけど、ちょっとさっき83億円って言っちゃったから、すごい少なく感じる。
I know. I'm sorry, NASA. I made it sound a lot less appealing now. But the top five winners get $50,000. Participants have 140 days left to register for the challenge. And it's just, you don't have to do anything. You don't have to build anything. You just have to have a really good idea and plan to participate in phase one. In phase two, you will have to travel to the United States and demonstrate something.
Right.
And that's if you want to go for the 750,000. That's the phase two prize.
すごいね。え、ちょっとみんな頑張って。
You have to be a U.S. citizen. Or,
あ、そうなんだ。やっぱり、そっか。まあ、税金だもんね。
Or you have to have a contract with a U.S. citizen.
Contract with a U.S.
So a U.S. citizen could enroll and then hire someone who's not a U.S. citizen. And they would be a participant. Yeah.
あ、なるほどね。
Yeah, so the... Can you turn CO2 into glucose? And this is something that plants do very easily. No problems. Photosynthesis, and they make C6H12O6 by combining CO2 with sunlight and water, right?
これ日本人得意じゃない？もしかして日本酒とかさ、ぬか漬けとかさ、バイオリアクターでしょ？
Yeah, I think Japan is quite strong in material science and chemistry. So maybe they could, someone could get this $750,000.
It's okay.
I want to try.
やって?
I'm totally clueless though. I got an A in chemistry in high school, but I have a suspicion that the NASA bioreactor for Mars is above my level. I mean, how amazing would it? Yeah, but how amazing would it be if you actually did it, and they actually want to hire the winner to work for NASA and go to Mars, right? I mean,
they'll send you to Mars?
You invented, the method.
It's not like you have to go.
Oh, they would send you, absolutely. If you invented
whether
this...
Whether you want it or not.
On their official... not whether you want to or not, but on their official website... they mention it several times, that they want to offer a NASA contract to the winner of the competition. So.
マジか.
Yeah.
夢があるね.
Yeah. So that might be someone's ticket to Mars. Last week, an atmospheric leak appeared in the Soyuz MS-9 orbital module attached to the International Space Station. The leak resulted in depressurization, prompting NASA and Roscosmos to ask the astronauts to locate and document the source of the leak. After some disagreement between the Russians and Americans about how to fix the leak, the Russians patched it with Kapton tape and later fixed it with sealant. Though the leak was initially believed to be the result of a micrometeoroid orbital debris impact, photos and video uploaded and then deleted by NASA showed the 2-millimeter hole is clearly not an orbital debris impact, but rather it appears it was drilled from inside by a person. The cause of the leak remains under investigation.
Okay. I'm so sorry. Can you hold on a sec?
Sure.
先週、国際宇宙ステーションにドッキングしているソユーズ MS-09 に空気漏れが発生し、減圧が起きました。 現場の宇宙飛行士が空気漏れの場所を特定し、修理方法をめぐって NASA側とロスコスモス側で意見が割れたものの、最終的には 当初は微小隕石が衝突したことによるものと考えられていましたが、 NASA が公開し後に削除した写真と動画では、内側からドリルで開けられたような2ミリの穴が確認でき、何者かによって故意に開けられた可能性が浮上しており、現在捜査が進められています。何これ、急にスリラー映画みたいじゃない？
Yeah, it was pretty exciting for a little while. I haven't really heard of, I'm sure they have micrometeoroid impacts that make holes sometimes. But what was weird about this case is that, so the astronauts documented the hole, took pictures and video of it, and then NASA uploaded it to the internet.And then NASA mysteriously pulled it all down and edited the video to cut out the images of the hole. Because it was initially suspected that it was caused by a meteorite, but then people that saw the images online were saying, that's no meteorite hole. That looks like someone just drilled a hole, right? And it happened while the astronauts were sleeping.And so people started thinking that, you know, there's a Steve Buscemi on the International Space Station drilling holes.
Mommy が一番喜ぶやつじゃん。
And, yeah, the, well, Roscosmos said that they suspected sabotage.
Whoa.
And it kind of got intense, but then it turned out that... Or they're fairly certain that the leak was caused by a worker at RSC Energia who mistakenly drilled a hole through the hull during the production of the space vehicle. And so it was not caused by a debris strike, and it was not caused by sabotage, but rather someone made a mistake and just drilled a hole where there wasn't supposed to be a hole.
そんなことあるの?
And they patched that hole with glue.
でもじゃあずっと開いてたってこと? どういうこと?
Well, they put some... 元から開いてたってこと? No, they put some space glue. I can just hear you breastfeeding, ずっと。
Yeah, you can hear it, oh shit.
Yeah.
So it's not really a Steve Buscemi situation.
Unfortunately, well...Fortunately.
Well, fortunately.
Fortunately, it's not really a Steve Buscemi situation. Yeah. Apparently, the vacuum, the pressure differential was strong enough to pop the glue out of that hole that was mistakenly drilled.
そういうことか。
So that's what happened. Yeah. And.
てかそれ穴開けちゃってそれをのりで塞いでそのまま使っちゃったってことなんだ。怖いね。
Well, this is kind of the impression that space movies give you about the Russian space program.
確かに。
And it really is like this. You know, they just... they rushed the fix with their Kapton tape and the... If you look at the...
怖いよ。
The images, it was clear that not only did someone drill a hole, but they had...tried to drill a different hole somewhere else, and the drill bit ran across the surface. You know, so they didn't even have a pilot hole first. Usually you make a, you know, you make a dent or a pilot hole or something first, and then you drill. But the drill bit had run along the paint, and that's why they knew it was a drill.
そういうこと。
'Cause, so like,The quality of the workmanship is like really suspect too.
適当すぎる、怖い。
Yeah, and it was leaking at a rate of 4 millimeters of mercury per hour. So that would have depleted the oxygen reserves in the space station in about 18 days.
怖っ。
But think about that. A 2 millimeter hole is 18 days, right?
Yeah.
What's a 4 millimeter hole?
Like
3 days? Like, I don't know. So,
怖すぎ。
Yeah.
でもまあよかったね、治ったんだったら。
うん。Space station drama. It's interesting、ね、too, like the story about the American and Russian astronauts arguing about、
ね、
how to fix it. You know,
this それもなんかハリウッドの映画みたいだよね。
But you know, as grand as NASA is and the International Space Station.You know, you can have a situation where there's, you know, five or six guys arguing about how to fix a hole.
ね、そのなんかアーギュメントの動画を見たいよね。なんかどういう感じだったのか気になる。
Yeah, because they're both communicating with their own governments too, so there's kind of a disagreement between the United States and Russia. But
yeah,
it in retrospect, it seems like the Russian move was fine. You know,
well, thank God.
The capped on tape.
Right. 意外と適当だね。
うん。
Okay.
Well, they're 適当, but they're, you know, their Soyuz is like the most reliable rocket on Earth, so.
Right.
So they can't be that 適当. It's crazy that they're this 適当, but they also have the most reliable method of getting to the space station.
ね、穴開けちゃったんだね、間違えて。
うん。
やべって思ったかな、その人。
Someone's getting fired. well, I don't even know if it's. Are you just fired in Russia? It could be worse.
oh my god, stop.
yeah.
Okay. オーストラリアどう？寒いでしょ？
寒い。It's like 10 degrees today.
oh God.
The sky looks really crazy. Like these clouds, it's so flat. This place is super flat. Like I'm just looking out my window and it's just so flat. I don't know how to describe how, I haven't really seen much. You know, I was just at the airport and I came to the hotel.
Yeah, but, you say you're in Perth, right?
Yeah, it's 結構
Perth は行ったことない
田舎、And it's very American feeling, like the scooty, the buildings, the parking lots, the signage, and there's a lot of old American businesses like.But they're not actually owned by the same business. Like Target, they have like Target here, but it's not run by Target. Stuff like that. They have like... I don't know, I can't keep track. But you go into a store that looks familiar, but they sell something completely different and it has nothing to do with what you want.
But the name is the same, and the logo and everything?
Yeah, yeah.
あ、日本のデニーズみたいなもんだね、じゃあ。
いや。
日本のデニーズとアメリカのデニーズ別物だもんね、完全に。
Well, they still, I mean, they both serve breakfast.
Yeah, but I mean, it's completely different.
Oh, yeah, but...
And I bet they're, you know, owned by different companies and stuff.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
そっか。
So it kind of has this alternate universe feeling to it.
Yeah.
Which is, it's fun. I like it. Supposedly there's supposed to be a lot of beautiful nature here, so.
そうだね。
Like caves and...
来週?
I'll be back in Tokyo on Wednesday, so.
Okay.
So, next week.
来週は普通の収録だね、久しぶりの。
ちょっと、戻ります。
イェイ。ちょっとさっきね、めちゃくちゃ赤ちゃんが泣いちゃったから途中でおっぱいあげてたらその音が入ってるってさっきマイケルに指摘されたのでちょっと聞こえちゃった人すいませんいつもね結構静かなんだけど今日に限ってすごいチパチパしちゃったから、聞こえちゃったね
Yeah, it's been a little bit chaotic
そうだね今ちょっと膝に乗せてめっちゃ足を貧乏ゆすりして揺らしてる泣かないようにこれがいつまで持つか分かんないって感じ、
well,
でも来週からはちゃんと誰かに見ててもらうから今日みたいにはならないはず、
will level out eventually.
Yeah. So. ちょっと新しいからね、何もかもが。
Mm.
マイケル、オーストラリアにいるしね。
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, have fun over there.
Thank you.
Stay warm.
Have fun with Aka-chan.
Thank you.
Enjoy the last remaining drops of summer.
そうだね。あ、そうで、文字起こしのテキストは、iPad、iPhone、Mac、Android のワイリンガニュース公式アプリからゲットできますので試してみてください。スターバックスより安い月額240円で全部のテキスト読み放題という激安購読プランもあるのでぜひお試しください、
mm-hmm.
Facebook、Twitter、Instagram もやってるのでそちらもフォローお願いします。
お願いします。 Also、
あとあの、oh, yeah.
The website、yeah? well, that should be...
そうだね、ウェブサイトもうすぐもう本当にできそうだよね、ローンチできそうだよね、
mm-hmm. Maybe...
なのでそれもお楽しみに、mm-hmm.
Maybe from this weekend?
そうだね。
I'd be surprised if it took longer, but...
Hopefully. そうだね。
Maybe I shouldn't be.
お楽しみにって感じ。あと、あの、先週出産の話して、すごいたくさんの人が、あの、メッセージをくれて、本当にありがとうございます。
It's beautiful.
めちゃくちゃ嬉しかった。
It's kind of a beautiful moment on the internet. You know?
いや、本当にそう。本当に、インターネットのいいところだけを見せてもらってる感じ。ありがたいね、本当に。
You'd almost have a false impression of the internet from how positive.
ね、すごいクリーンな場所みたいな感じで今思っちゃってるもん。いや。というわけで、楽しんでね、オーストラリア。
Thank you. I will.
Okay.
Maybe I'll post something on Instagram.
Yeah, yeah, you should. Yeah, take cool pictures.
Yes.
Selfies with koalas.
No selfies, but maybe a koala picture.
Okay. Ready?
Yep.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.